A mass exodus from Ukraine. Lisa Brady, Fox News. Swiss officials say more than 50,000 Ukrainian refugees have fled their country in 48 hours, mainly to neighboring Poland and Moldova, as Russia continues an invasion that now appears to include an amphibious assault. A U.S. defense official says thousands of Navy infantry are moving ashore in southern Ukraine. And if escalating international sanctions aren't stopping Russia, what about diplomacy? Fox's Simon Owen is live in London.
Lisa, there are hints of a possible diplomatic opening, but much remains uncertain. Russia says it has accepted an offer from Ukraine to hold talks, but the Russian foreign minister said Ukraine's armed forces would have to lay down their arms first. And President Putin is defiant, issuing more insults today. He described Ukraine's leaders as drug addicts and neo-Nazis and urged Ukrainian military leaders to seize power. Lisa.
Thanks, Simon. President Biden taking part in a virtual NATO summit earlier today, but he's ready to formally unveil his Supreme Court pick. Fox's Jared Halpern is live at the White House.
Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson will be introduced as a Supreme Court nominee this afternoon. President Biden calling her an exceptionally qualified and historic nominee. Jackson is the first black woman nominated to the U.S. Supreme Court. She was confirmed to the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals last year, winning three Republican votes. She was a federal district court judge and a federal public defender. A graduate of Harvard's law school, Jackson was a clerk for Justice Stephen Breyer, whose retirement later this year opens up the vacancy on the court. Lisa.
Thanks, Jared. Longtime Republican senator from Oklahoma, Jim Inhofe, confirming reports about his retirement, the 87-year-old, telling the Oklahoman he and his wife decided they need to have time together. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A pharmaceutical giant and several other companies agree to settle a nationwide opioid-related lawsuit for tens of billions of dollars.
Johnson & Johnson and three distributors, AmerisourceBergen, Cardinal Health, and McKesson, are all finalizing a settlement in a lawsuit against them, blaming them for part of the opioid epidemic. That settlement is worth $26 billion. None of that money goes directly to victims or families, but will go to state and local governments from California to Florida, including Native American tribes, to treat the addicted and the injured, the mentally ill, or the homeless. The money can be paid as early as April. Eben Brown, Fox News.
The top public school official in Kansas has just resigned over an offensive remark about Native Americans at a recent public conference. State Education Commissioner Randy Watson had joked about Indians raiding a town while likening pandemic response to dealing with natural disasters. He had faced calls to resign yesterday, including from the Kansas governor and three indigenous state legislators. The U.S. Treasury Department out with a report on where billions of dollars in pandemic rental assistance went.
The Treasury Department reports that more than 80% of the billions of dollars in federal rental assistance aimed at keeping families in their homes during the pandemic. It went to low-income tenants, and that the largest percentage of tenants that received the aid were black, followed by female-headed households. Lawmakers approved over $46 billion in emergency rental assistance last year, with the department saying that it continues to use every lever to ensure the funds are distributed equitably and with a focus on families with children. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Big rebound underway on Wall Street. The Dow's up 705. The S&P also gaining more than 2%. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.